We've regaled you with 007 moments this week as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of James Bond films. Now we try to answer a question about Mr. Bond's taste in liquor. He had a particular way of ordering his martinis.
Can I do something for you, Mr. Bond?
Just a drink. A martini, shaken, not stirred.
Should I have said vodka martini, Santa?
Shaken, not stirred.
So, are there any differences, scientifically, between a shaken martini and one that's mixed by stirring? We send NPR's Joe Palca and Allison Aubrey to Bar DuPont in D.C. to answer this question.
And what will you be having today?
Make that a dry martini, vodka, and shaken, not stirred.
Excellent.
And for the gentleman?
Me too.
All right.
When I found out we had this assignment, I thought, can there really be a physical or chemical difference between a martini that's shaken, not stirred?
I thought, really, probably there are ways to tell the difference in terms of how they look.
Well, there are some physical reasons that you could actually say, okay, this is different for a shaken martini than it is for a stirred martini.
So, like, actual chemistry differences?
Chemistry and physics. And on the chemical front, when the chemicals in the alcohol mix with the air, when you're shaking it up and you're getting frothy, those air bubbles that are forming, if there's anything that's reactive, if there's anything that's still going to mix with oxygen, it will do it then. It's a little bit like letting
wine.
The wine breathe.
I was gonna say,
exactly.
Yeah. So it's real physical effect.
It's probably small, but it's probably something that a refined palate can taste.
Would you care for olives or twist?
Twist, please.
So in the physics, it would be that the heat transfer from the ice to the liquid is more efficient when you shake the martini. Because what you're doing is you're exchanging the cold that's in the ice cube with the alcohol much more efficiently. So when you shake it up, it gets much colder. And yes, there is more, a little bit of ice on the top sometimes, depending on whether the ice is flaking off or not.
Let's take this cooling effect one step further. I'd like to get into the realm of sensory science. So you were talking about those little ice crystals making it colder. But as these tiny crystals melt, you know what they're doing?
What?
They're actually diluting the martini.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. So why would you want a more dilute martini? I mean, doesn't that defeat the purpose?
That is a big question. My source thinks that maybe Ian Fleming thought about this and created Bond's preference for shaken martinis so that, you know, he could keep his head in the game. It looked like he was having these strong, stiff drinks when really the shaking might take the edge off a little bit.
I personally think so.
You think that's a good theory?
I think that's a good theory.
Wow.
So my question is, you know, might we notice that difference? Might the burn be a little bit less?
Brian could make a stirred one and we could actually see if we could tell the difference.
What about if I blindfold you, you blindfold me, and let Brian mix them up?
I didn't bring... Oh, we have napkins!
Let me save the glassware here.
All right, here we go.
So we each get one here. One is shaken, one is stirred.
Right.
All right.
Cheers, Dr. Palca.
Oh, yes.
I've done the first one.
I've got this.
All right.
I'm already done. Okay, can you tell the difference? Miss Food
Miss
Blog.
Sensory science.
Miss Sensory Suggestion.
Let's try. Okay, I'm going to venture to say that the first one I tasted was shaken on the basis of temperature alone.
You are correct.
Oh, yes.
I was going to say the same thing.
You are correct.
Yes. Awesome.
You two are good at this blindfold drinking martinis.
Okay, spin them around again. Let's do this one again. Let's prove it wasn't a fluke. Best 5 out of 10. 6 out of 4.
All right. Go for it, Palca.
NPR's drinking buddies, Joe Palca and Allison Aubrey.